Answers Magazine, Volume 5.3, pages 15 through 17. Impact, as read by Paul Butler. Creation to Christ in 20 Minutes. A lot has changed since J.D. Crowley began working with the tribal peoples in Cambodia 16 years ago, patiently leading them through a Creation to Christ evangelism series that takes more than 20 sessions to complete. Today, the villagers themselves take the message to new villages as the church continues to grow. But recently, J.D. began to notice a problem. The Christians could capably teach the gospel from Genesis to Jesus over a number of hours. But when faced with a 20-minute opportunity, they seemed unable to boil the message down without leaving out essential elements. So J.D. adapted an Australian tract into a training chart that he calls Creation to Christ in 20 Minutes. J.D. had to translate both the words and the artwork. The original tract included stylized drawings that were not easily understood in a culture unaccustomed to the logo-filled West. The villagers, for example, were unfamiliar with the crowns worn by European kings. So J.D. replaced the crown, which symbolized God, with a sunburst in the clouds. This fit their concept of the God of the heavens. J.D. also added color and made the stylized symbols more explicit as an aid for those who still can't read. The chart begins with God and creation, followed by the fall, and continues through Christ's death and resurrection. It concludes by leading the reader to make a decision: live in rebellion against God and suffer eternal death in hell, or bow to the Lord Jesus Christ and enjoy eternal life with Him. Last September, J.D. launched this new witnessing tool at a biennial leaders' conference in northeast Cambodia. Now, those leaders are teaching their church members to witness using this creation, fall, redemption approach. As people come to the Lord, they still need the full 20-hour version to become well-grounded in the faith. But the condensed message is proving to be a very effective starting point. Within a few months, more than 20 villagers came to Christ. KidSmart Teaching. God has spoken clearly through His Word, and He wants us to teach His truths diligently to the children in our care, whether we're teachers, grandparents, mothers and fathers, aunts and uncles, or even older brothers and sisters. We should talk of God's Word when we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lie down, and when we rise. See Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 7. But some concepts are just too hard for children, we're tempted to think. Portions of Scripture raise difficult questions that a child can't understand. I don't even fully understand them myself, so how can I teach them to a child? Does that sound familiar? These common rationalizations keep us from teaching children many of the hard concepts of God. But these excuses are based on faulty understanding. We can obey God's mandate to teach His whole counsel because He's made the important truths very clear, and He promises to give us the power to fulfill His commands. See 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. So here are a few tips to help in teaching children God's deeper truths. 1. Start with prayer, God's Word, and a humble heart. 2. Explain the concept in your own words. If you don't understand it well enough yourself, go to someone who does and write down their wording as they talk to you. 3. Determine one or two key teaching points. More could overwhelm both you and the children. 4. Carefully edit your explanation in plain language, addressing the main points in an age-appropriate way. 5. Don't get distracted by secondary issues. Focus on an accurate, clear answer on one major point that children can remember. 6. Use illustrations where possible, but be sure they're kid-friendly. And 7. Refer to the Bible as your ultimate answer book. Reinforce this concept by telling the children that it's your final authority. Share the scriptures that have helped answer your own questions and explain how they helped. American culture has lowered its expectations regarding what kids can learn. Don't follow that lead. While teaching, be realistic, be enthusiastic, be prayerful, and be willing to see God open even the youngest minds to difficult yet wonderful truths. Preparing hard ground for planting. God is miraculously softening some of the world's hardest soil through His servant, Sergei Golovin. 19 years ago, Golovin founded the Christian Center for Science and Apologetics to sow the gospel in former Soviet bloc countries, using creation materials. Although translating books, videos, and radio shows is an important aspect of the center's work, Sergei sees the greatest effects through seminars he offers in Ukraine, Russia, and Uzbekistan. One seminar, entitled Science and Religion, is aimed directly at public school teachers. While Golovin and those working with him are limited in what they can say, they can legally answer any question put to them. Several provoking questions at the end of a recent teacher seminar at Novograd Volynsky, for example, allowed Golovin to share the Bible directly in this atheistic, post-communistic public school system. The teachers were engaged during the presentation, and they eagerly accepted the follow-up literature. Golovin was allowed to donate a copy of all the ministry's books and videos to the city's Department of Education Library. The school supervisor was so impressed that he arranged a meeting with the city's mayor, who encouraged Golovin to supply the City Hall Library with a copy of all his materials. Since the mayor is respected in the town, uncommon in a typically corrupt society, his endorsement reassured parents that they could trust the materials. Never before has Golovin been able to approach and influence political powers in that way. With all the work being done to spread the word, what is the biggest challenge Golovin sees? Complacency in regions where life is easier for church members. Merely informing people of the truth is not enough. If the seed of the gospel is to grow, it must fall on well-prepared soil, where the truth of Genesis, including Adam's fall and our need for a Savior, is fully understood.